Be advised, this podcast contains adult subject matter. Don't say we didn't warn you.
You're listening to The Gray Zone with your hosts, Wheezy Moonchaser and Fat Cat on NBIRadio.co.
I know what y'all dealing with. Y'all, you know, y'all dudes out on these streets, alley, y'all know what this is. It's The Gray Zone. That's the number one podcast talk show in the country. It's NBIRadio.co. She is so crazy. Fat Cat, how the hell did I end up sleeping once again in the bedroom with you? I'm getting scared. I think the third time is going to be a charm.
I'm going to tell you.
When I pulled my jeans, I heard you snoring. When I pulled my jeans down, I was like, I hope she don't grab on me thinking it's Big Daddy or, you know what I mean, the owner of her soul. I know every time I mess it up, the controller of her soul, I just hope she don't grab. You were snoring hard. I know everybody across the world is asking, but Wheezy, y'all rented a two-story penthouse. Why are you sleeping with Fat Cat? We're gonna get into that.
Yo, I'm gonna tell you. This is why we got all the fucking accusations.
You don't know what we get feelings. We'll sit after the third one. The night was beautiful. We invited people from all over the city. You know, we were definitely gonna go back. I think December 11th. I think Tibbs will come for Tibbs. We're gonna do and go back December 11th. Tibbs rented me this big ass truck. Tibbs, what kind of truck did you rent?
It was a little.
That thing definitely was not little. I hope y'all
it was like a triple XL something, and you know I'm not no car whore, right?
You were sleeping in the back door with your head all wrapped up like you.
It's a
like
big,
you going back to Islam or something.
It's an apartment in the back of the car. In the front is places for the passenger and the driver. In the back is an apartment. So it was nice. It was real nice. There was a pool. There was a fucking jacuzzi in the back of the car. It was fucking huge.
Shout out. Shout out to the homie D, my homie Damien. You know, he brought me to get that ox still had to be right. But part of the reason we did go down was to do the fuckboy episode. You know, we had to bring awareness to these fuckboys because there's an epidemic in the streets. But also, yo, tell these dudes stop calling you when we record it. Unless it's money, you need to get that. But part of the reason we went down, I met Tibbs. Tibbs is a fly sneakerhead. We touched base at the barbershop a while back. He's like, yo, I'm going out for my birthday. I said, yo, I'm ready now. I'm pretty enough to ride with the pretty boys now. I can ride with them now. Tibbs was really good. It was your birthday. How old did you turn? Let these girls know how old you turn. You're still looking like you're 22, homie. What's good? You're young Eddie Murphy or something. Like, I don't know what's going on.
I don't know about Eddie, but 22 I look 22.
I must say you're 22, nigga. Really? With all those girls in the club.
Yo, I try. But, you know, it was nice vibes, though.
You came late to the penthouse. You left. You're too hot in the streets. No homo. Loving the peacoat. I'm catching. I got the gray one in the closet. I was
super
loving the
fly.
Peacoat.
Yeah,
you're looking super fly.
Super fly.
It was only right you pulled all the chicks, man. It was only right. So, Tibbs, you put us on this thing called Luxie. Could you tell people what Luxie's all about? For those that don't know. For those that haven't been to the Toronto greater area.
Yo, Luxie's a club in Vaughan. Me, I haven't been there really, but it exceeded my expectations that night, though.
Listen, Fat Cat, I'll tell you and Tibbs this right now. I haven't partied in Toronto since I was 19. I haven't partied since I was 19 in Toronto. So that's like 20. I was about to say 20 years. I'm gonna die tomorrow. I'm definitely gonna die of a seizure or an ulcer or something. Too much stress.
Don't say that.
It's been 10 years. I'm gonna knock on this glass table. It's been 10 years since I've been to Toronto to party. Wow. I don't even know where to start. First of all, shout out to our homies from Vaughan, our homie Keegan, all the man them from Vaughan and Don. Because some of you pull up to the door, they're like, we need a table on the main floor. We got our people from Montreal. The coolie dude said $350. We said, no problem. We just went right in. Oh, my God. When I got in there, I didn't see much white girls. But when I did get in there, I saw a lot of small waist black girls.
A lot of tandoori chicken. A lot of spicy tandoori chicken bitches in there.
I need it. I just wanted to put a little bit of soy sauce on them,
no,
Fat Cat.
The reason why I say spicy tandoori, because these hoes can fight.
Mm-mm. So before we get that, so again, there, I'm hitting up Tibbs. I'm like, Tibbs, he's in another room balling out with his table. So we have our table in the middle. I see Tibbs' brother. So he's on the other side of the room. So I go over and see him. On my way to go see the dude, I see two dudes shoving each other. So I'm like, oh man, Toronto does that step up to the streets. Oh man, he's like, it's like so you can dance in here. Yo, they about to dance off in this bitch, you know what I mean? So I see the dude push out. So now I'm on the steps with Tibbs' brother. Next thing you know when you go to a club, the floor gets kind of wet. Next thing you know, these guys are tossing and tumbling the floor like it's a Ronda Rousey UFC fight. It was crazy.
Kick to the head.
First, the bouncer pushed me. I'm like, whoa. Then the two dudes fighting both apart from the middle dance floor and just start pushing me to. One thing I gotta say about Toronto that's very different about Montreal, the way and the manner they deal with fights, Fat Cat.
That's right.
I felt it's like, you know, you drop a fucking, how you call it, man? A drop of water around ants, how they just spurts out, but they still doing their thing. Yeah. Everybody just took two steps back and just continue bubbling.
Yep.
Nobody was worried or concerned.
You didn't
in Montreal, everybody would have been jumping in, fighting. I like Fat Cat. Fat Cat's in the fire. I'm jumping on it right now.
Yeah. They knew that security was coming. And they knew that it was going to be taken care of. So it was so fly to see. Nobody got riled up. People didn't even look at them too tough. They just backed up and gave them a little space so that they could throw their little thumps. And then security separated them, put them in two different rooms. And everybody kept on partying. Nobody got kicked out. It was incredible. But that you talking about the guy fight. Yo.
So we go to the other side. So what the girl fight happened was on Tip's side. So now I'm trying to party with the young niggas. So I'm up there, Johnny's going in. Yo, Johnny's Filipino, huh?
Something like that.
Homie can move. He's definitely been hanging around y'all niggas for a long time. Homie can move. He knew all the words, all the dance steps.
Which one was that?
The Filipino looking guy that was with. He's kind of heavy set. Fly boy. He was with
glasses.
With the glasses. He was doing his thing.
Okay.
I'm on stage. I'm looking at all these tandoori things. And I go up to Fat Cat. I see this one. She has this little colored dress. Little flowers. And I'm like, Fat Cat, she's bad. And you know some of these tandoori things, they got very cute noses. I don't know if you noticed that. Yeah. She'd be looking like Bambi and she had a cute
Everybody had a tiny little diamond of some sort on their nose. Everybody had a little stone of some sort on their nose. It was.
I fell in love with the six again.
But it was cute. He was like, oh, look at her. So when he found one in particular, he like, no, look. I'm like, which one? I turn and look. I'm like, dang, she is cute. But I don't know if he paid too much attention to her or something. But at one point in time, he looked and gave me the nod. Like, and I'm looking at her. I'm like, he looked at her, gave her the nod. She looked over as he walked away. A girl got ready to walk past her. They looked at each other like, what's up? The other girl looked like, what's up? And then they just started fighting. I'm like, is they fighting over this nigga? What the fuck happened that quick, yo? What the fuck
happened? But I already walked away.
But I'm like, what? Because this just happened too fast.
You know what happened? She looked at me. Then the other girl's like, nah.
That's mine.
That's mine.
They walked up. The girl said, what? She said, what? Pop, 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 pop. Next thing I knew, it was four hoes in the fight.
But let me ask you, because he's a young dude. Is it true that the girls in Toronto are set up artists? Have you had a situation where you met a girl in a club in Toronto and then you went back to her housing or her situation and it was blessed? Or did you have niggas waiting for you?
I never had that situation yet, but I heard about it often.
Ooh. Often? No. I don't like the word often.
No.
Sean, the word often got me nervous. And I mean, it wasn't like, yeah, you know, it's incidental. It happens one or two, three times. You know, it's often.
It was one of the warnings that I got in my cell phone about going out there, like, tell your niggas this.
So how do you like the night? How's the night for you, Tips? You turned up. How much numbers did you get? You guys are having a grand old time over there. How many numbers did you get?
I didn't get any numbers. But it was crazy, for real. Like,
what I don't understand is now it's cool to have the hookah in the club now. Mm-hmm. We doing hookah in the booth. You know, they drop confetti. I didn't appreciate the confetti on my gear. I dusted off my boots. You know what I mean? Shout out to Zara. They owe me some money too. You know what I mean? Plug in Zara. You know, I'm trying to do the boot thing, trying to keep up with you, you know, do the little GQ ASAP thing a little bit. You know what I mean? I'm trying to put the Jordans down when I go to the club. I'm tired. I'm trying to do the boot thing.
For that, I got to shout out my cousin Taylor.
Oh?
She's the one that hooks me up with like the GQ looks and all that.
So what? Swapping. I can't get down with T2?
Yeah, you can.
I can't get down with T2? Like, come on, man. We over here with the Grays and we going on the road. What's up? Are you gonna come back with us when we go down the 11th?
For sure. Just gotta let me know what days.
They said there's crazier. This is what we gonna do, Fat Cat, when we go back to the 6th. Cause we ain't doing enough. We ain't doing enough. When we go back down to the 6th, we gonna go down early Friday afternoon. We gotta hit the strippy. I find that we didn't hit the strippy because you know a lot of Montreal girls are hiding out in the strippy downtown Toronto. We need, you know that homegirl, Sean, you haven't seen in a while, you haven't seen her since high school. Yeah. You wonder how she's doing. Yeah. You know, you heard she had a kid or two.
Yeah.
You know, she's a 1-2 fuckboy situation. I wanna see how she's doing, Fat Cat. Can I just spend some money on her a little bit? I wanna bring her back to the house. I ain't trying to get set up. Yo, before we back out and go to commercial again, we know we gotta come back with the last madness of this, which is the after party, the Luxie madness. But shout out to Erica, Eric, Kami, they came down, beautiful supporting cast, beautiful entourage.
Motherfucking good, big up, Sean, Hannah.
Yeah.
Yo, they, motherfuckers came from a long motherfucking way to
come, early in the morning
to come and support, to come and be a part of the movement, and it's well respected, yo. For real, for real.
Yeah, we really appreciate that. But make sure you know where to download the show. We up there on iTunes. You can download, you can subscribe. We're on the Stitcher Radio as well. It's NBIRadio.co. It's me, Fat Cat, Tips. We in the building. Oh, and the Bacardi, of course. Oh my God, what a crazy week it has been. Luxy!
You're listening to The Gray Zone with your hosts, Wheezy Moonchaser and Fat Cat on NBIRadio.co.
Let's be clear, you're tuned into The Gray Zone. Many things are left in that Melody Black. We're talking about Luxy. Oh, our night in Toronto, our weekend down there with the Madness. We went out for Tibbs' birthday, went out and do that fuckboy episode. But you know,
shout out Tibbs.
When you roll in a big group, things are gonna happen. You know, we just gotta get started, Tibbs. We just gotta get better every time as we move along with it. You know, some people wasn't there for us. It was a crazy, crazy thing though. But you know, it was good. It was a great experience. You know, just some people just gotta have to get cut at the wayside. That's as simple as that. You wanna confront everybody, that's your problem. You're always trying to fight you. I'm trying to show you. If we are radio, podcast station, NBI Radio, when people come on a trip or people are associated with us, you don't want people to have a bad experience and say, oh man, the NBI Radio thing was ratchet. You want to check people and we know what was going to happen.
No, understand.
People were full up the penthouse balcony. No. The shit looked like Die Hard 4 in the building. It'd been crazy.
Now, this is why you need to be more acquainted with Fat Cat and understand what this is.
Because teach you.
My middle name is Diplomacy. Diplomacy. My father used to tell me as a kid, you are a diplomat. First, before anything. And he has a title for each of his kids. But me, I am the diplomat. I am the lawyer. Now, I'm going to tell you this. I'm a ratchet ass lawyer. But if you are doing something to injustice someone around me, I'm going to speak up. I'm going to speak up in your favor. I'm going to speak up for the guy that I don't like if he's being injustice, because that's the type of person that I am. That's what I am. I would never make someone that came in through you feel uncomfortable in any kind of way, but I will check them and put them in their place, and I'm gonna show them everything that I do comes from love, straight like that, because at the end of the day, I believe that people deserve a chance, and I'm not gonna put you out there first off. I'm gonna give you the rope and I'm gonna allow you to hang yourself. I'm gonna let you play that cowboy role and fucking noose your own
self. I gave rope already. Rope was good.
So for me, I feel like you're supposed to let me speak up. You be the nice guy. I want you to be that. I'm like motherfucking Al Pacino. I am Tony Montana. I'm the bad guy. It's okay. I don't mind being that. That gives motherfuckers a finger to point at somebody. Yes, I will be that. But nobody's allowed to do... Nobody's not allowed... We don't do each other wrong in the team. And if somebody get done wrong, somebody got to speak up and say something, because not one person is supposed to feel more grand than anybody else. And me, my own self, I'm there just like you. And we all pay the same amount to be there. But I don't mind. I'll sleep on the motherfucking couch.
I'm going to shut
my motherfucking mouth.
I
slept on the couch the afternoon. I gave up the bed that I was supposed to sleep in so that somebody else who was supposed to be up at night doing a job could get up and do what the fuck they had to do. So I will sleep on the couch and put my motherfucking headphones on and make myself go to sleep and rock myself and whatever I got to do to get there. So, hear this. So when Fat Cat give up her motherfucking bed and try and beat you some diplomacy and let a motherfucker get their way and do whatever the fuck they do, when I get to the motherfucking, when I get dressed and I come motherfucking downstairs and it's time to do the show and I say, yo, go get Wheezy and come and take some pictures of us out here on the balcony. And the motherfucker go in to get their camera and don't come back, it's a problem. And when we get to the motherfucking club and motherfuckers is popping bottles and confetti is all over the motherfucking place coming down on us. The bitches come out the motherfucking place with the motherfucking streamers and fucking glittery shit.
I like they better not
burn
me.
They come out and pop two motherfucking things of confetti over us in the motherfucking club like we motherfucking coming to America in this bitch. I say, yo, where your camera at? Motherfucker tell me he leave the camera in the car. We got a problem. Y'all don't want me to say nothing. I'm gonna sit here and shut my motherfucking mouth. But I'm gonna be looking like I done smoked crack. I'm gritting my teeth. I'm gonna be in here looking like I'm eating an invisible sandwich. I'm gonna be like, this motherfucker's in here. I'm gonna kill some fucking buddy talking through my goddamn teeth. Y'all don't want me to say nothing.
I'm not
gonna say nothing now.
Let me tell you this. It's part of my job to protect your breath. I can't have you wild out anywhere. The only place...
This is why motherfuckers like me. They like, look.
I know.
Look, she's saying it. I wanted to say this. Look at her.
Everybody's shaking their head right now in Bergs. Yes.
Motherfucker, don't do that to my friends.
No, but this is my thing. The they already know you can do that.
It don't matter, because you know why? But you know what they say? She's not gonna do it because you know what? Motherfuckers had real stupid ass parents that then beat them in public and shit. So they're like, you know what? She's not gonna do that out here in front of everyone. Yes, no, I'll do it to you right here out in front of everybody. No. And yoke your collar, your shirt, like, yo, bitch, come here.
See,
no.
You're the type of girl that if you were Jay-Z in the elevator, you would have beat Solange's ass.
Pull her ass up.
You would have lost mad sponsorship.
If she jumped up bad like she can do something, you better be able to throw them things. And I'm going to tell you something about Fat Cat. I do what I do because I can back it. I'm not joking, and I'm known for that shit. I take jaws. I will steal your eye. No.
You don't need to do all that.
I will steal your eye, and I don't have to because I am diplomatic. So I talk first, but if you give me a reason to pull that motherfucking monkey out of bag on you, I'm going ape shit. You better know what type of nigga you dealing with. And I hit hard, and I fight long.
And I can't slow you down. I'm jumping on your back. I can't slow you down. You're fucking pulling me as you're swinging. I'm falling off at your waistline. You hold me like I'm just hanging on to you like a leech. That's crazy. I can't have you killing nobody, Fat Cat. You going to jail like you Remy Ma. I'm holding you down like Papoose outside of jail. It's crazy. I can't have that happening. We're going to make this happen. We're gonna win Junos. Let me tell you this. Listen. Let me tell you this.
I don't want you to be nervous.
I'm always nervous. Let me tell you this. We're going to win Junos. We're going to win Emmys. We're gonna go on the road. People are gonna pass out. Motherfuckers gonna lose their phone. I tried to call a motherfucker on Monday. I forgot he lost the phone at Luxie.
So, while we got to the house and I said call the phone, and niggas called the motherfucking phone. The phone was on at first. The motherfuckers hung up. We tried to call the phone back. The phone was off. They was like, oh shit, turn it off. Mm-hmm. They stole a nigga phone at Luxie, yo.
Shout out to Luxie. Another great weekend.
We want to know, could you send us our pictures, though? Please. It's the only ones we have. It might be three of them. We need them.
I think Camille has the card for the dude. The pictures. But what a weekend it was. No, we're going to go back on the 11th. We're going to do Coven Season 2. We're going to do Coven Season 2, Escape from the Marriott.
Shout out to my Toronto boo.
Dreddy.
Yo!
Damien didn't convey his name. It wasn't passed along to me. He just sent me the message.
Yo, don't say. You know, come on, man.
You know, his name's not Damien. Damien's the brethren.
I know, but don't say that either. Don't say where it came from. Then everybody's gonna know. Shh, it's a secret.
What, you trying to get married?
I don't know. I'm not sure yet.
No, but we trying to get some work done.
He was scared to even say hi to me. What are you talking about? I told you, we just felt, it was just a connection.
Next thing you know, you're gonna be the one locking me out from the master bedroom. I can't get my shit.
No, see, I'm gonna tell you something. I can't wash my face. I end up next to you.
No, this is my sanity, because now you're coming to show and say I tried something.
This is why I keep saying you need to know Fat Cat. See, because Fat Cat is not that bitch. Fat Cat's man takes her somewhere else to go fuck. He would never fuck me in the house with nowhere else, because Fat Cat be like, God help me. Oh, Jesus. Yeah. So you can't fuck around nobody else. Not me. I'm not that bitch. Especially if you're doing it right. So no, Fat Cat's not staying in the house with nobody else trying to do it. Fat Cat is a grown ass motherfucking woman. If Fat Cat is trying to fuck, she got her own suite and a whole motherfucking suite to herself. Believe that.
Well, you need more of the extra room.
Nah, I'm just grown like that. You know what I'm saying?
Don't with the sofa.
I'm just saying. I'm multi-talented, so you might need some space. So
I just need baby oil and honey. We're gonna make this happen. We going back to the six Fat Cat. Let them know the Instagram.
Strong, firm, bottom.
We gotta drop a show right before we go so people could know where we at. You know, follow us on Instagram. We'll start posting those videos when we got going, getting ready to go to the club. We're going to the club mad late. Yo, they took the alcohol back away from us at 2:45.
Motherfuckers start telling us we had to pour out our drinks. I'm like, what?
They don't ask us this in Montreal. That's crazy. I love the six. We back, and now it's the Gray Zone, KT. Luxy.
You're listening to the Gray Zone with your hosts, Wheezy Moonchaser and Fat Cat on NBIRadio.co.
Looking for us online? www.nbiradio.co and facebook.com/nbiradio. Get familiar.